It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Hank Bray is here.
Good morning, young man.
In the house.
How you doing?
I am well. Thank you. Ooh, he's got his knife out.
I'm trying to get the wax off the end of your pen.
Fix my pen for me there. Okay. Because sounds good. These are new pens you bought that are guaranteed to have a bigger stream of ink, but they come with wax on the tip to protect them in shipment.
And once you write on them, you engrave the wax in there. So let's see how that one writes.
All right, let's see here. Okay.
Is that better?
I will not talk out of turn.
Well, that would be a first.
That's sentence number one.
Yeah, if you put two or three of them together, you're going to have them all.
Right.
So I need 50 sentences by the time we're done.
50, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, all right. So it looks like it's writing now.
Yeah. So Henry fixed it.
I have more trouble with pens. I should go back to a quill pen, just ink well, you know. And
you would lose the quill.
Probably.
You'd lose something.
I'd be using my fingernail, probably.
The other day, the cleaning person picked up four pens off your floor.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently when they fall, they're done.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they fall on the floor, you don't. You know, you got to get a new one.
It's done. How was your evening, buddy?
It was good. Yeah. Good. It was an exciting game at Riverdale last night.
It was an awesome game. You know what? Ithaca and Riverdale, good coaches, good crowd.
Yep.
Good players. I was impressed.
Good officiating there, too. So
who was there?
Your partner did a great job. Yeah.
Ricky McManus. Yeah. Super awesome umpire.
And you did, too. You did, too. So, Those are, when a high school baseball game goes an hour and a half, that's perfect time.
It was. We had great pitching. Mm-hmm. Good defense both ways. Just, you know, a couple shots here and there, and that's a ball game.
Riverdale went to win. So.
Yeah, so.
It was an exciting finish.
Yeah, great ball game. Yep. So, congratulations to both, though. I thought both pitchers did it. Wes Nelson did a fabulous job on the mound, and
Chase Chitwood.
Chase Chitwood did an awesome job. I thought they played well. Mm-hmm. So, congratulations to the young men.
Enjoyable game. What's the quiz on today, man?
Well, it's a little bit of nothing.
Oh.
Statistics. That is what we're doing today, buddy.
Statistics?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
You better get a new piece of paper, please, because you got all that stuff down there. If it's going to hang on the fridge, I don't want to see that for the next year.
Where I was testing my pen?
Yes.
Okay.
Can we do that?
All right. I got to write statistics again by Phil... Ip. Knee.
Did you say Phil Dip Knee?
Phil Ip.
Phil Ip. Ip.
Yep.
Ip. All right, young man, 10 questions. Are you ready?
Talked to a guy the other day.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. He was, he's the new Brewer affiliate, you know, a network affiliate.
Yep.
Head of that, and a very nice man. But he goes, I've never met another Philip with one L. And I said, well, it's the saint.
It's we're unique.
Saint Philip. Yeah, very unique.
Yeah, you can definitely... People would probably agree with me. You are unique.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
If somebody would like to text a couple things to our text line today on Julie Cairns' text line, some subjects that we can talk about on Thursday
to see
if you and I can understand them. So
we can be experts on something.
So if you want to text our text line, say, just give us something. We will not discuss politics or healthcare.
Okay. Well, so, then we don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. Our weather.
Oh, weather. Come on. Now.
Weather.
We're going to have dead air then.
Well, we have that now.
Right. All right.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Number one. Over 25% of people globally have no access to electricity. True or false? In the U.S., more people go to libraries than movies each year. True or false?
That's a close one. Okay.
When you hear the answer, you'll know, understand what my answer is.
Okay.
All right, number three. Roughly 80% of the people globally live on less than $10 a day.
Okay.
All right, number four. more people have watched YouTube videos than use Google search.
Hmm. All right.
Well, number five. True or false, Phil? Over 90% of people wash their hands after using the restroom. Oh, boy. And you're just going, where do you get this stuff at?
Right. Well, probably from personal experience.
Yeah, I've been.
Yeah.
Wow, that hurts, Phil. No, what number?
Not gonna shake your hand.
More people globally own a mobile phone than have access to a toilet.
Wow.
Number seven.
You just giggle like a schoolboy.
Some of these questions I come up with. About 1/3 of people have a college degree. 1/3 of people have a college degree. All right. Let's see here. What number?
Eight.
Only 1 in 10 people worldwide, excuse me, only 1 in 10 people worldwide lives in an urban area. 1 in 10 people live in urban area.
All right.
Number 9-er. About 70% of people admit to lying on their resumes. All right. More than half the world's population uses social media.
Okay. 10 questions. I think I did pretty well today.
What do you think?
I've got a hunch. I've got an inkling.
You got an inkling.
If I can get past the first one, then I got a good hunch.
All right, buddy. Number one, over 25% of people globally have no access to electricity.
I'm going
to
say that's true.
No, it's false. I did it again. It's closer to 10%, a significant improvement over the past decades.
Oh, rats.
You've made my day.
I'm sure I have.
Number two. Ugh. In the U.S., more people go to libraries than to movies each year.
That's a really tough one.
It is a tough one.
I said true.
It is true. Pre-pandemic data shows public libraries receive more visits than movie theaters annually.
Huh.
Still does.
Yeah, I had an inkling the other way because, you know, you see these box office receipts and it's like how many million people went to Minecraft or whatever it is.
But here's the issue, okay? Libraries, they get schools that come in their libraries. So
true.
That probably bumps up their...
Uh-huh.
And when I was researching this, that's what it said. Uh-huh. But
well, I
per
mean,
people, per
it's,
person.
It's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, without
really
question.
Good thing. Yeah. All right.
Number three, roughly 80% of people globally live on less than $10 a day.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. According to the World Bank data, this is surprisingly accurate.
Wow. I mean, how would you live? I mean, you'd get a Big Mac and you'd be Span Hank, and then the rest of the day you'd have to.
Like, I can't wait for tomorrow to get my $10. I don't think $10 will get you a Big Mac anymore.
No, I don't think so. Back in the day, my mom used to give me $1. We'd go to Gus's service station at lunch hour and get a sandwich, chocolate milk, bag of chips, and maybe a 5-cent pack of gum for a buck.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, no, no.
So
not anymore.
No. Number four.
Four. Five. Five.
Oh, wait. I think it's four, Phil.
Is it four?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Are you done changing your answer?
No, I think I corrected the wrong one. Oh.
Right? Which more people have watched YouTube videos than use Google search.
I'm going to say that's false.
It is false. Yeah, Google search still has more daily active users than YouTube, though it's close.
Okay.
But Google is the winner there.
All right.
Number five, true or false, over 90% of people wash their hands after using the restroom.
I would say that's false.
It is false. Here's the kicker of the study. Studies show the number is often closer to 70 to 80% and even lower when they're being observed.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it's just like someone in there watching me. I'm washing my hands.
Right, exactly.
So
you go to the fancy place, there's somebody standing there with a towel on their arm.
I used to do that for a living, Phil.
Did you really?
Not at all.
Giving people a mint.
Would you like a mint?
Would you like a thin mint?
Wash your hands first, please.
Yes, exactly.
Let's see here. Number six, more people globally own a mobile phone than have access to a toilet.
It's got
to
be true.
It is true. Shocking but true, about 6.5 billion people have phones, while fewer have access to clean sanitation.
That's something.
Talking about wash your hands after restrooms before you use your mobile phone. Now, well, there's an issue. That's probably where they did the study.
If you don't have a restroom, you can't wash your hands either, well, probably. You know.
No comment. Number seven. About 1/3 of people have a college degree.
False.
It is false. In the U.S., it's around 38%, but globally, it's much lower, closer to 7 to 10%.
Wow.
So, anyway, number eight, 1 in 10 people worldwide live in an urban area.
That's got to be false.
It is false. More than half of the world's population now lives in urban areas.
Yeah.
All right, number nine. Around 70% of people admit to lying on their resumes.
I toyed with this one. I think that's a little high. I'm saying false.
It is false, Phil. It's an estimated closer to 40 to 50% that lie on the resume.
All right. Yeah, I mean, when you applied here, you lied.
Ron didn't know about it.
Well, you said you were a pilot. Yeah. And when they questioned you on it, you said, my dad cut wood and I pilot.
Yeah, I pilot. I thought maybe you're going with Pilates down at the... No. Taking Pilates classes down at... Taking pilot classes down at the fitness center. How do you spell that? Well, you know, this and... Oh, it's Pilates.
Pilates, okay.
All right, what number are we on? Nine?
Ten.
Oh, ten. And more than half the world's population uses social media, Phil.
That's got to be true.
It is true. As of recent years, over 60% of the global population uses social media.
Oh, one wrong again.
What number was that wrong?
First one.
The Hankaroo question.
Next week, I'm going with whatever I think.
Whatever.
Going the opposite. Oh, there's a bird building a nest right above the window there. To be distracted, but all of a sudden he like...
Did you just change your test?
No.
Oh, look, you got a 10 out of 10 now.
No, I did not. Nine correct, and... I got a good job, but not excellent.
I don't think it's a good job.
You don't think so?
No, Henry won this one. Huh. Henry only has one question in there, and that's usually number one or ten.
I know. You should just do one question.
No, you would get that right then.
No, I doubt it.
All right, buddy. Well, I hope you have a good day. Nice job on your quiz. Well, I hope everybody out there performed well.
It's not a fridge hanger, but maybe I'll hang it on the microwave.
Yeah. Or on the sink to remind you to wash your hands.
That's a good one.
Have a great day. Be kind.
Yep.